Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Nicholson, McNamara, Smith & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors. Dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 812-473-7336. From the banks of the Ohio River in Evansville, Indiana, this is Red Blue Hoops with fanatical Red host Chad Payton and obsessive Blue host Evan Beck.
All right, basketball fans, welcome to this week's Red Blue Hoops, the final show of the third season of the award-winning Red Blue Hoops here on your WNIN 88.3. Go ahead and give us a call as the hotline is open at 812-426-7400, or you can tweet us at Red Blue Hoops. I'm Evan Beck, your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats, and joining me tonight, partially because he's distracted by the Indiana game tonight, is Chad Payton. Chad is over here in the corner. He's nervous. Indiana's playing Iowa in the Big Ten tournament. Walker and I are running the show. We may not get much out of Chad tonight.
You guys
tonight.
Got it.
We got it. We'll take it. Right. We'll take it through.
Can you believe it, though? Dickie V would say, "It's March Madness, baby."
How about that?
Does that sound pretty good, didn't it, Walker? Come on, man. Smile.
So here we are. We cannot believe it. This is our 10th show of the season. It'll be our final show of the season. Unless we discussed last week, there's all this conspiracy theory raging through Hoosier Nation about Tom Crean is out. And we made a commitment that if that is in fact the case, that Crean either resigns or whatever, and there's a hire made, that we will come back and do a special show later this spring and dive into
discuss everything that's going on
and talk about whoever the new coach may be in Bloomington.
That's right.
But before we get to that, we are in March Madness. We don't know how many Indiana fans are listening right now because Indiana is right in the middle of playing Iowa in the Big Ten tournament in Maryland.
That's right.
In the D.C. area?
Yeah, the 27 fans that are at the game are going crazy.
I noticed that the fan attendance that was pretty sparse for
Iowa-Indiana. It is, yeah.
I find it fascinating. You know, as a lot of people that follow our Twitter account, I've been promoting a hashtag, Keep Crean. I'm a big Tom Crean fan.
Uh-huh.
I think he's doing a great job for Indiana. He's got him back winning basketball games again.
They've won 2 of 3. They're winning right now.
But
they are on fire.
I will give you guys some statistical backup to my theory because the Indiana RBH index has risen tremendously since the last 2 weeks.
So it needs to have the emoji, the fire, the flame next to it, like five
it
of them or something.
It does.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're 36-31. Indiana is leading Iowa with 3.5 minutes to go. And what I found as interesting, Indiana's a 10 seed. Iowa's the 7th seed. And Indiana was favored by 2.5 points, according to intern Walker here tonight.
That's right.
Is another data point of showing how Vegas
loves the Hoosiers.
But he's respecting your improved play here lately. And my question is, why isn't Hoosier Nation banding together and supporting this team? Because you guys aren't. You guys are cheering for losses more than wins right now.
I am not doing that, Evan.
You may not, but a lot of your fans are.
Yeah, I think you are correct on some of that. But
prime example, the reaction of when you guys beat Northwestern.
I made that comment on the air, and I did think that was strange. I agree with you on that. So, but hey, myself and my buddies that I hang out with, we are all about IU pulling out some victories. So, we'll see.
So tonight, before we get into some other topics and phone calls, just to give you a quick rundown, we're going to go through the last regular season games by both teams. Well, I will. Chad's actually dancing right
and
now.
And one.
Indiana's up 40-31 going to the line. But we're going to talk about some more Tom Crean stuff. We will preview the SEC conference tournament because Kentucky doesn't play until tomorrow, being a higher seeded team. We'll talk a little bit about recruiting or lack thereof for Indiana. And get into a little bit more about the RBH index and how Indiana has dramatically improved its position. And this actually explains why you guys are currently the next four out. So you win tonight.
I agree.
You're right there. Now some other things can hurt you guys if other teams that are on the bubble win as well. But we'll see how it goes. Are we going to the hotline now?
I think we are.
Right.
I think we have a call.
I think we have one of our All-American callers on the line. We have Wayne. Welcome to Red Blue Hoops.
Hey, I'm in, guys.
And, hey, what's up, dude?
IU is only up by six, and, you know, and the thing about it is that, Chad, our freshmen have played out of their minds.
So, good.
I mean, we've got about four – I think we got 16 points just from our freshmen tonight.
That points to Tom Crean's excellent player development.
Well, Evan, I just want to tell you, you need to understand, we're not rooting against the team.
Okay.
But we are – we do want Tom Crean to be gone, and we do know that he is going to go to Missouri. It's happening.
Wow.
It's going to happen, so I don't want to burst your bubble.
I know.
He's going to coach against, John Calipari. He wants to be, John and,
he's 4-4 against Calipari, by the way.
They're buddies.
They are buddies, yeah.
He wants to play his buddies, so that's kind of where they're at. So I don't want you to – I mean, go ahead and put you're a Tom Crean fan. I know you are, so you're going to get to see him on a more regular basis.
That's right.
You know, Wayne, tonight's show I will keep forever because I consider you a very knowledgeable Indiana fan that has a level head on his shoulders. And to have you on the radio say that Crean and Cal are buddies, because a lot of your fellow fans, when I say that and tell that story, they're saying, oh, that's not true. Actually, they've been really close friends for a long time. That there was a period of time where they weren't as close.
That's right.
I think they've rekindled that relationship, from what I understand.
Yeah, so. I think it's very true. And I think, if anybody really knows Tom Crean very well and John Calipari, they'll definitely know they are friends. They have been for a long time. Yeah, our teams are not playing. But at the end of the day, they still have a pretty good relationship. So, but I think it's going to be closer than if we're going to be in the SEC.
That's five straight offensive rebounds, by the way, that Iowa just picked up.
Yeah,
Thomas Bryant's awful.
We're just hoping that, that we can get put out of our misery. But I do want the team to win. I hope they make a run. I hope they make it all the way into the tournament. But, man, there's just so many times that this team makes so much bad decisions, and it really comes from the coach.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, Wayne.
All right, guys, hey, I'm listening. I'm multitasking. I'm watching the game, and I'm listening to your show. So,
hey, Wayne.
I'll call you back later.
Okay, sounds good.
See you,
that's
man.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, he's definitely All-American
he's
status
LinkedIn,
caller here.
Yeah.
It's now 40-36 Indiana with a minute 45 to go. Indiana has
high
the ball.
High-scoring game.
It is a high-scoring game. So – real quick, since you're distracted, I'll get you to
you
halftime,
cover Kentucky.
Chad. Yeah, I'll cover Kentucky's most recent game. Kentucky went on the road this past Saturday, traveled down to play Texas A&M. And, on the road in the SEC,
it's a tough place to play, isn't it?
It is. They've actually – their season has not been as strong as seasons past, but dug into their track record, they've had some really good play at home. And guess what? Kentucky gets off to another horrendous start. I mean, awful.
That's been their bugaboo too, right?
It has.
The past few weeks.
But once again, they're running their offense. They're getting the shots, exactly the shots they want. They cannot hit them. They're getting at the rim, good looks, missing those shots. They're also penetrating and kicking out to wide open three-point shots and missing them. But this was a little bit different. We made some also a few poor decisions that led to a 19-4 deficit at the 12-minute mark. We had 4 points through the 8-minute mark of the first half. That is absolutely insane. So, luckily, Dominique Hawkins, senior.
Been playing
from
well.
Kentucky.
Sense of urgency, right?
Check this out. In the first half alone, 8 points, 3 assists, and 2 steals.
That's solid.
He brought us back. So Dominique Hawkins, kudos to him as a senior, getting a lot of playing time, tremendously athletic kid, won a state title in high school as a senior. Everybody loves him, has a great smiling attitude.
I saw him get interviewed. Good kid, right?
He is.
From what I've
great
seen.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, the family that coached him growing up and actually that coached him in high school and the Feldhaus family, Darren, who played at UK.
Okay, yeah.
His brother coached Dominique Hawkins in high school and growing up, and they think the world of him. But luckily, we brought the game back closer to halftime. In the second half, De'Aaron Fox lit up. He came in and scored, I think, 15 points in the second half. Bam Adebayo, once again, our most consistent player. He brought his game again, scored, rebounded pretty well. Here's the key. You, along with other Indiana fans, have said Kentucky cannot win without Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We win, and on the road, and he only scored 6 points.
Yeah, I'm surprised by
that. He played poorly, shot the ball poorly, but he did finally in the second half realize he was struggling. He started contributing in other ways. He still drew defensive pressure to himself, but he was kicking the ball around to our other players getting open shots. So it was good to see us win without Monk scoring a lot.
That's true.
But check this out. Isaac Humphries, the seven-footer from Australia.
Streak on still.
He shot a baseline jumper from like 17 feet. It goes in the first half. So the game's over. We're now 23-0 when Humphries scores.
That's incredible stat.
So Briscoe, again, gets beat up by the UK fan base.
Uh-huh.
But he brought it, man. 7 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 turnover, and got the ball into the lane 19 times. One player, 19 times in the lane.
That's good.
Cal Perry says if you as a team can get the ball into the paint 50 to 55 times per game, you're going to win most of the games.
Right.
Well, if one player got 19 trips into the lane, that's getting it done.
That's pretty good.
And he brings energy every game as well. So the net result was Kentucky came back, played excellent in the second half. We won 71 to 63, road win. I was ecstatic. Now, this number 44 for A&M. I didn't know much about him. Williams is his last name. Check him out. The kid.
Stud.
Absolute physical specimen. And we had a hard time with him. I mean, absolutely a hard time. So, as I say, road wins are gold in the conference,
brother.
Oh, my
gosh.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So,
that's huge.
That win got us to a final season, regular season record of 26-5. And guess what? All of a sudden, it's Cal Perry's fourth best regular season team at UK. Fourth
only
best out of eight.
Losses.
You know, and they're and guess what? Four of their five losses. Louisville, Kansas, UCLA, and Florida. All high seeded teams in the tournament.
So they can't beat anybody good, is what you're saying.
I guess not. But they also beat some other really good teams as well. I think we've got a phone call
I think
lined
we do
up,
too.
Don't we? Who do we have? Shooter?
Man, another all
Hey, good evening. Good evening, guys. How are you guys doing tonight? Last call of the year here, so I wanted to wish you a happy March, Pat Riley. I know your team can be playing in later on this month, and John Laskowski, I don't know what to tell you. It looks like
John
he might
Laskowski.
Be watching the NIT.
Who is John Laskowski?
John Laskowski.
John Laskowski.
Oh, Laskowski.
Yeah. They all-time Indiana great, old Indiana fans know.
Yeah.
Great, great, great in-game announcer.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I've never even heard that name.
What I wanted to call and tell you guys is it's either going to be the resurrection of Tom Crean starting tonight, Indiana's up 3 at half, or it's going to be the nail in the coffin, and a lot of Indiana fans want to see him continue on. A lot of Indiana fans ready to start the transition. I just overheard you say, Evan, that Kentucky can't win with Malik Monk, but what if Indiana sneaks into the tournament and ends up being a 15 seed, which I don't think defeated, and Kentucky's a 2 seed? That would be a great first round
Ooh,
game.
That would
Thomas
be, wasn't
Bryant,
it?
To see Thomas Bryant shooting threes, you know, and to see Indiana turn the ball over 26 times, and to see, you know, Indiana try to figure out which defense they're playing, and there's a guy named Malik Monk that might be able to score on that team. Just the drastic differences between the teams now in March, then in November.
Indiana's actually playing better, though. Timeout. You got to give a little credit here. They are playing better.
Newkirk, I have to admit, Newkirk, you know, we've all rode him. You guys are right. He is doing a lot better, I'd say, the last 8 to 9 games. He's been consistent, right? He's not Yogi Ferrell. He's not going to be Yogi Ferrell, but he's definitely stepped his game up. I think where we really lack as a team is we just do not play in the post. They don't get the ball into the post, and it drives me crazy. But, you know, that being said, what I was going to get to my point before I get off here is in November, I truly thought Indiana was better than Kentucky. In December, I thought Indiana was better than Kentucky. And then in typical Tom Crean, late season slide, right?
Yeah,
that's right. March here, the beginning of March, Indiana doesn't even look like a tournament team, and Kentucky's hitting on all cylinders. So my question to you guys is, what's the difference in coaching and buy-in that he can get 5 18-year-old All-American 5-star kids to buy in, and we can't get one kid to buy in on our team, and we only have 1 or 2 kids from the state of Indiana? Go.
Chad. Mm-hmm.
Leadership is number one. I mean, we just don't we don't have anybody this year, and really in Crean's tenure of his 9 seasons, when he hasn't had somebody out there outside of a Yogi Ferrell, they haven't played well. And Wayne made a good point earlier today offline that Indiana too, and Crean especially, when he's played well or when we've had good teams, we've had Indiana players. So you made the point about us not recruiting Indiana before, and that's a problem. But going back to Crean, I guess, I've always heard that he's pretty overbearing and he wears down his players, whether it's through a lot of practice or various things. And who knows? You look at their tendencies, and you're right, they're typically not playing well in late February or March. Last year was the only time in his 9-year career where they were playing really well at the end of the year. And you had Yogi Ferrell leading the team. So you had an advantage there. But, yeah, he doesn't play well. And then the rest of the story, too, is we're easy to scout. And he doesn't make adjustments. So when we play teams late, they're better prepared than we are. And Indiana fans know Crean struggles with X's and O's. And that is why it's tough to coach in Indiana or at Indiana, because there's so many smart people that played the game, that watched the game, and critique his X's and O's, which are not good. And that's why we don't finish the year strong.
And back to Shooter's question about the differences, kind of looking at Cal Perry's ability.
Yeah, what's he do?
You know, it's without really being at each team's practices every day or each season, we're going to make a lot of assumptions, but there's no question his track record of developing talent is
off the charts. It is.
There's no question about it.
It is.
And I will say this. This is one difference, and he fully admits this. Once he transitioned from Memphis to Kentucky, it offered him a luxury. He's much more selective in the recruiting process, and he's able to do that because of where he is. And he's fully discussed this and described it. When he goes into a living room and sits down with the family, and let's just talk about what the reality is. A lot of times, it's a fatherless home.
Sure.
You know, with recruiting.
Sure.
And let's say he's observing a kid and he sees any sign, any indication of disrespect from the young man toward either the mother or a lot of times the grandmother that's providing mm-hmm. care. Cal's out. There's no scholarship offer. Because he said, if a kid doesn't respect his mother or grandmother, how in the world can I expect him to respect me on the practice court?
Sure.
So he fully admits he's been able to recruit a different type of kid at UK. And look at the track record in his 8 years now. We've had basically zero off the court issues.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very few disciplinary issues in 8 years. The contrary to that, Tubby had issues every single season, and he was thought to be a disciplinarian guy.
Right.
But Cal, I can tell you that from an administrative standpoint, the people that are working in the offices that are around these kids year in, year out, day in, day out, there's only been like 2 or 3 kids that would be considered a bad apple mm-hmm. in 8 seasons. That's tremendous. So I think a lot of it has to do with Cal Perry's abilities, but more so it's the material he has to work with.
Mm-hmm.
These are quality kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just are. So I think that's...
So these Indiana kids aren't quality?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know,
no,
there's just different material to work with, and how they respond in such a short period of time. Like Cal says, he goes, man, this year's team, they love to be coached. They love it. Mm-hmm. They want to learn. And he also tells them, don't come to Kentucky expecting to be a volume shooter, volume scorer.
Right.
He uses the Anthony Davis story every time. He's said the story 1,000 times. Anthony Davis, number one pick in the draft, took the 4th most shots on the team.
Yeah.
That's what I expect of you, you know, come to Kentucky.
He doesn't, it's about winning.
Doesn't guarantee playing time.
Right.
Some kids don't like that, and they don't go there. Some kids want that.
Right.
The Malik Monks of the world, they want it.
Yeah.
He says, I want Coach Cal to really hammer me. So we need to go to our first break of our final show of season 3. Chad,
wow,
it's flying by.
Of course it is.
What's the score of Indiana?
43-40 Indiana at halftime.
High scoring game. We'll go to break. Go Big Blue.
Go Hoosiers.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Nicholson, McNamara, Smith & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 812-473-7336.
Basketball fans, welcome back to Red Blue Hoops. Our phone lines are full, I hear. I guess we're talking too much, Chad.
That's how we roll.
But our next guest tonight, we gave a shout out to him last week because Coach, one of our regular callers from Murray, Kentucky, is going to be inducted into the Murray High Athletic Hall of Fame. And it's my understanding, I think he's calling from the girls' Sweet 16 state championship, state of Kentucky. As he is an assistant coach for the girls' team. So, Coach, welcome to Red Blue Hoops.
Thank you, Irv. Appreciate it. And you are correct. I'm in Northern Kentucky, and we opened with our first game yesterday, and we played Nelson County, and we were successful and advanced. And in the morning, we'll play against, they're the number one team in the state, Louisville Butler. Oh. They're the defending state champion, and the team that knocked us out up here last year. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow at noon Central Eastern Time.
How do you feel about that matchup for Murray tomorrow?
We'll have to play really, really well. We'll have to rebound well, and we got to play defense.
All right.
But if we play well, anything can happen.
That's good.
Well, good luck to the Murray Tigers.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. What else do you have for us tonight, Coach?
Well, somebody already mentioned it. I saw something on the website just a couple minutes ago about Missouri being interested in Tom Crean.
Yes.
So that's the first time I had seen it. But I was also, you're talking about Derek Willis and Dominique Hawkins. They're four-year kids, and they play hard, and they play well.
Yes, sir.
And I love to see a kid stick around for more than one. But Coach Cal has done a wonderful job, as you said earlier, molding the one-and-dones into being team players and share the ball and play defense.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the great things that he does.
Yeah.
No question about that. I can't agree more, Coach.
And that's about all I have for tonight, Irv.
Well, hey, again, thank you for your support of Red Blue Hoops, and good luck to the Murray Tigers tomorrow, Coach. Take care.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right.
All right, folks. The hotline is lit up, but the phone number is 812-426-7400. Chad, I was listening back to last week's show. I have a tendency. I don't finish the phone number a lot. Did you notice that? I'll say, give us a call at 812-426, and it's a stop.
Really?
What is that all about?
I haven't noticed that.
Off-season training, we got to work on that.
Hey, we always get better.
So back to the phone lines. We're going to another All-American caller, Kim.
Hey,
Kim. How you doing?
I know that number.
Yes, you do. You got on speed dial.
That's right. Good
call.
Yeah,
I got your number, as they say. Hey, Evan, I'll have to commend you on your analysis of how Calipari picks those people. That's awesome.
That was fair.
Like you said, if you don't respect your mom or your grandmother or anybody as far as that goes, you're not going to be a good player.
That's right.
Great.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Can't disagree there.
Okay, Chad. Now for you. You got that freshman, Bohannon, 5'3" pointers.
We're watching that, yeah. Might want to guard him.
How are we going to guard him? And then you got that Peter Jock. Every time he gets the ball, he gets fouled. So what are we going to do the next half? Because that's the one that counts, not this first one.
Well, from what we've seen with Bohannon, those three-pointers are wide open. Would you guys agree, the ones he took for the most part?
They were uncontested.
Yeah.
So
from what I saw.
We might need to guard him, and that means you get in front of a guy.
It's called,
put your hands
it's
up.
It's called finding the shooter.
That's right.
Find the shoot. It's really simple.
It's
coaching
some hard hitting stuff here that we put together.
What is his number? Do you know? What's number?
Three, I think.
Hey,
find three.
This is Coach Crean right now in the hot locker room. Hey, players, guys, Number three for Iowa can shoot. Let's guard him.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, coach.
Oh, and then to add to that, Crean looks at Juwan Morgan with guarding Peter Jock, and he says, stop fouling him. Get your hands off of him. Move your feet. I mean, this is real hard-hitting, tough basketball type stuff here. We do.
Well, I mean, if it was like the first game, we could understand, but it's the end of the season probably for us.
Yeah, well, I think not yet. We're going to win this game.
I think Indiana's going to pull this game out.
I do too.
Hey, what's the status of the infamous rock?
Well, I'll let you know after tonight.
That's a good answer.
Go over it.
But this is our last show.
I know. Oh, it is.
Yeah,
we need to send it. You need to take a picture of the rock and send it to me. Yeah, we'll post it on the line.
We gotta send that on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll put it on Twitter.
We gotta get this rock going.
We do.
Okay.
And
I wish everybody the best of luck in the tournament. If Indiana goes out, I'm gonna wish you luck too, Evan.
Well, I thought you were gonna say you're for Kentucky, and I was gonna be like, no,
and
come on.
I appreciate that. And listen, I'm still looking out for that dinner.
Okay, we're gonna do it. I promise.
I like it.
All right, I don't back down for stuff like that. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate it.
Okay, good
awesome. Love you, Mom. See ya.
Okay, love you.
All right, listeners. Phone line is 812-426-7400 or tweet
at Red Blue Hoops.
Hey Walker, have we had any Twitter traffic tonight?
No.
What's going on out there? Come on, Twitter followers. Let's go get some action here. Our last night, last show. Tell you what, before we go to our next caller, Indiana's wearing some special issue uniforms tonight that Adidas comes out with every March. You know, so Indiana's wearing these new uniforms. So there's a Twitter guy that we all follow here at the show. His name is not Jerry Tipton. And the background behind that name is one of the longtime reporters, beat writers following Kentucky is Jerry Tipton.
Okay.
And he's won a Pulitzer Prize, yada, yada, yada. And he's a grumpy, grumpy, stained shirt old man. Okay. But he's legit. I mean, he is the type of guy that will dig and dig and dig. He's not like a fan of UK. He's just covering UK. I mean, he's a hard, hardcore reporter.
Okay.
So anyway, this Twitter account, not Jerry Tipton, this guy is very creative.
So, he's awesome, by the way. I'll give him credit.
He says something like, so Indiana has these new uniforms for March. He says, that's kind of like a girl getting a prom dress for going to White Castle.
I actually saw that. I had to laugh, too. Because he spreads the wealth.
He does. He hammers everybody.
He does.
So for our followers out there that looking for some Twitter entertainment, follow at not Jerry Tipton.
That's right.
T-I-P-T-O-N.
Give him a follow. He is funny.
So let's go back to the phone lines. Wayne, you still there?
I'm here. I hung on.
Hey, all right, thanks,
brother,
man.
Wayne. Thanks for sticking with us. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I tell you this. I mean, I was listening to you earlier, you saying that, hey, you might have to have a special show. So are you really thinking about doing that? Because I think you're going to have that for Crean. I think that's going to be a
I think it'd be cool to do one.
I've committed to it. I don't know about Chad, but I'm committed to it because I'll be interested in hearing about this new coach. And I'm the type of guy that will dig into the finer details of a coach's history, unlike you Indiana fans didn't do with Crean. I'll come with some hard-hitting facts, and we'll do
here
some
we
analysis.
Go. We got okay, stuck
hey,
with Crean.
This is what we got to really say is, and most people don't really understand this about Indiana. Indiana, when they got Crean, they were still paying Bobby Knight.
Oh,
they were still paying Mike Davis, and they had to buy out Kelvin Sampson.
That's right.
That's brutal.
They were in the red because their football program wasn't making any money. And
some good stuff.
That was the situation we was in. So when we got Crean, we were really pretty fortunate to get Crean. And I'm not saying that Crean's been all that in a bag of chips, but he's also. Yeah, he's brought us back to some respectability. So, I mean, I want to give him a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, he hasn't taken us to the level that we, you know, Indiana fans expected. And kind of like what really Tubby Smith was at with Kentucky, you know.
At the end.
So,
but the big difference. Go ahead.
The last thing is, I like to say this. The thing, you know, with Calipari, I'd say is, and really with Crean, we talk about Crean. You know, not really recruiting the state of Indiana very well. We've had several marquee players that went to, obviously, Trey Lyles, Kentucky, and Of course, you know,
Marcus Teague, Kentucky.
Yeah, Marcus Teague. You know, we lost really some good players, you know, to other schools and even to Kentucky. So for some reason, Crean's not getting those Indiana kids. And when Indiana has played really well and had really good teams, you've had one or two of those marquee players on the team. That's when we really played well.
That's right. I agree with that 100%. So, hey.
Hey, guys, I love the show. I'm going to go back to this game. We're in a battle. We're behind, Chad, 44-43. So,
hey, Wayne, real quick on recruiting. I don't know the finer details about this story, but there is definitely something out there about, you know, Jack Nungy, the star from our local Castle Knights that is committed, actually signed to go to Iowa. I don't even think he got a serious look from the Hoosiers.
Well, he did. He you know, Crean did recruit him a little bit, but this was the
I always heard he did too.
No.
But the thing of it is that really was that Indiana was, I think he's got grandparents that actually he's from, I think he's originally from Iowa. I think he has grandparents that live out there, so that was probably reason why you had a stronger fit. And I'm pretty sure that is the case.
Well, that's it. We'll maybe learn more later, but I've got some pretty good sources out at Castle. I think something went down about he went to a certain camp. Then after that, he never heard from Indiana again.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I mean, there was some disgruntled.
I didn't hear that.
And when I was going to games last year and seeing the coaches coming in to the gym to recruit Nungy, the two coaches I saw were Vanderbilt and Iowa. I never saw an IU coach there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I just think, I mean, Nungy for me, he's got this frame. As his body continues to mature and he can shoot the ball so well, he's going to be a good player for somebody.
He's a perfect.
I absolutely agree with that. And see, that's the thing is that, you know, we should recruit our own in-state players.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
When we've been really good, that's when we've had at least, you know, two or three of those players on the team that's marquee players, and we just haven't had them.
It's like Kentucky recruiting the in-state. Oh, wait. Never mind. I don't really have anybody.
Well, hey guys, appreciate it, man. Hey, great show, love listening to it. But I'm gonna hopefully see if we can get Indiana to pull out a win. But it's looking pretty grim. So
hey, pull them in. Keep the faith.
Hey Wayne, we're going out after the show if you want to join us.
Yeah, Tarone's.
I'd love to, but Chad, we're hooking up tomorrow, right?
That's right. Sounds good.
See you, Wayne. Thank you so much. Appreciate your support.
See you guys. Bye.
All right, going back to the hotline, Geraldine. Welcome to Red Blue Hoops, our final show of the season.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing down here in Nashville?
We're not in Nashville.
Oh, you're not? Oh,
no.
I forgot. Yeah, okay.
No, we're here in the
We're in the Eville.
Yeah, we're in the Evansville, Indiana studios of WNIN.
You're in Eville. I was thinking Evan might be remote, but I
no,
forgot.
No, not yet. I'm leaving at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning heading south to Nash, Vegas.
All right. Well, have a good time and wave at me as you drive through Kentucky.
Well, I'm nervous about tomorrow. We play Georgia, and Georgia's had our number this year, so what do you have for us tonight, Geraldine?
Well, you kind of already may have answered my question. I was going to ask who you thought our biggest competition was going to be for the tournament and how you thought the Cats might be able to handle them, but you might have already answered my question. You think Georgia's the biggest one?
Well, we play them tomorrow. They beat Tennessee today, and Georgia should have beaten us at Rupp Arena. I was at that game. We pulled that out in overtime.
Oh.
And then when we played at Georgia, Georgia's best player got injured 2 minutes into the game, and they still almost beat us. So Georgia has this kid named J.J. Frazier, point guard, that we have a very difficult time stopping. He's averaging like 29 a game against us. So if we get past Georgia, then we have to play either South Carolina or Alabama, which I'm comfortable there. But then in the finals, I think we would meet either Vanderbilt or Florida, and that'll be a tough, tough game for
those
Kentucky regardless. So,
yeah. Well,
why aren't you guys coming down there?
I don't have a ticket. Maybe you can.
Whoa! Time out. Hold on. Actually, I can tell you this as a matter of fact. These are the lowest priced tickets in the history of Nashville hosting the SEC tournament. This year, and there are tickets available.
Okay.
Go.
I might make it down on Sunday. Let's make it to Sunday, and I'll come down. I'm heading your way tomorrow night, and then I've got a commitment in the Bluegrass State tomorrow Saturday afternoon that I can't get out of.
Awesome.
If we make it to the finals, I'll be there.
Okay. We'll look for you there, Geraldine.
All right, well, wait a minute. Tom, I just happened to be with another one of your callers who's been very delinquent this season and hasn't made his presence known quite as much as he should.
Yeah, he's gone from All-American status to actually he got cut from the team.
He's cut. Well, yeah. He's here, so let him have one tiny little question. Here's Tomcat.
All right.
Hey, gentlemen, this is Tomcat, and I just want to know one thing. What do you think about the new UK Cat logo? Do you like the new cat or do you like the old cat?
I hate the new cat. Double thumbs down from Big Cat Evan Beck. Double thumbs down on the new. It's awful. It looks just like it looks just like Kansas State. And have you taken the time to take the cat and turn it 90 degrees to the the right? Basically,
I haven't done that.
Just turn it to where the mouth of the cat is facing up, and tell me what you see there.
Okay, I
cannot say it on the public radio airwaves. But anyway, okay, check it out. So double thumbs down on the new cat.
Listen, it looks like a psycho cat. It looks like a cat on crack.
Well, Tom, here's the problem. We're old dudes. And Nike supposedly did like 45 million years of studies on the new logo and the new cat.
It's a long time.
And it's all about appealing to the millennials. And supposedly it graded out very high. So
that's interesting.
So well, anyway, it has nothing to do with how we feel about it. It's all about recruiting, which I'm all for.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Well, yep. Listen, y'all have a great. Hey, congratulations on another great season.
Thank you.
Sorry, I've been delinquent, but I do have to work for a living, being a redneck and Bowling Green. I've actually had to work for a living this year. But you guys take care and congratulations.
Thank you, Tomcat. That's fantastic.
Tom
man, we are absolutely blessed with great callers here
we
at
are.
Red Blue Hoops.
Boy,
folks,
incredible.
We are now going to our final break of the season, and we're going to listen to some great blues music by Chad and the Spring Cleaners. Go to break, Sam.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Nicholson, McNamara, Smith & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 812-473-7336.
Folks, welcome back to Red Blue Hoops, our final segment this season, Chad.
We're having some fun, aren't we?
We're having a blast.
Every time.
Having an absolute blast. The Twitter line has finally gotten some action tonight. Ironically, this comes from a father of a Castle Knight. This is Sam Baker, says, Evan, key to this team is defending the dribble and defensive rebounding. That will determine our turning success. I agree 100%. As you know, Chad, I've been talking about our defense all season.
Yeah.
Thankfully, let's talk about, he says, defending the dribble and defensive rebounding. I can tell you statistically, during our current 8-game winning streak, we're out-rebounding our opponents by 11 per game.
So let's talk about that real quick.
Absolutely.
The UK starting lineup, you got
Fox and Monk.
Yeah, Fox and Monk,
Briscoe.
The guards, Briscoe.
And
who's the four? Willis?
Willis here lately over Gabriel, and then Bam.
Those guards are athletic. Should be a good rebounding team.
They should be able to guard the perimeter
better. They should, absolutely.
But guess what? I go back to hip line. Watch De'Aaron Fox.
You need to do a video on this.
I can't get low enough anymore.
That's true. Maybe hips Walker could Walker do it. Out
could.
There at his basketball
Sam,
games.
Sam, I bet. She's in good shape.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch De'Aaron Fox's hip line. When he gets vertical, he gets blown by every time. It's automatic. I mean, it is automatic. Leads to fouls and all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
But Sam, thanks for the tweet. And hey, good luck to the Castle Knights this weekend going into regionals over in Seymour.
Awesome.
They're playing Bloomington South Saturday morning.
And then they could play Romeo Langford.
That evening if they beat Bloomington South.
He is with New Albany.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Hey, nice. How about a real quick side note off topic but kind of close to home since we do cover USI a little bit, the Northern Kentucky story.
Pretty neat.
They were in the Great Lakes Valley Conference. They were able to upgrade to Division I recently. They were in the Atlantic Sun Conference. Then Butler got pulled out of the Horizon League. The Horizon League invites Northern Kentucky to join that league. The first year this program is eligible to make the big dance, they did it.
It's impressive.
They were a four seed in their conference tournament. They win. Incredible story, in my opinion. I mean, they were just playing at the pack 3 years ago.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
How about this one? And you caught it as well because you tweeted about it. Ray Harper takes another team.
I tell you what. Now, Ray's got some baggage.
He's got some baggage, but
can
coach.
But I'm telling you what, that guy
he can
undoubtedly can coach the game of basketball with anyone, anybody. So it'll be interesting to watch his career going forward.
Tell you what,
let's talk about March Madness, Kentucky playing tomorrow. I will tell you this. I was listening to the John Calipari radio show Monday night as I was driving home from a long day of work. I haven't heard Calipari this giddy in a long time. I'm talking giddy.
He likes what he's seeing right now.
He was at a
That's worth something.
He is in a different place when he was describing the team, and he went down player by player to explain why he is in a good frame of mind about this team. He says, "Hey, if we just take care of some fundamental stuff going forward," he goes, "Hey, anything can happen in a certain game. We could be flat cold and get beat." He said, "But if we take care of business, get a little bit better starts," he feels like they make a deep run this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, if you take the starts out, which you don't, obviously, I'm just saying, but after those starts, the last 25 to 30 minutes of these games, they have been destroying people. I mean, destroying them.
I remember seeing not Jerry Tipton. He said that they ended the game on like a 67-42 run. I don't remember which game that was, but throwing that start out, you know. You're right.
Folks, real quick, this will be kind of a sad part of the show for me because it's been so much fun. We came up with a concept this year to celebrate the fact that it's been 30 long years since Indiana's won a national title. So each week we've been kind of looking back at the top movies and top songs just to put it in perspective just how long ago 30 years actually is. So it worked out perfectly because we've had 10 shows. So we've announced two movies and two songs each week, so it works out mathematically. So tonight, coming at number two on the movie list, man, this movie gave me the creeps. Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Ladies, have you all seen that movie?
Eebie-jeebies.
Does that not scare you? Scares me. But Michael Douglas was the star. Glenn Close. Who played Michael Douglas's wife in the movie? Anne Archer. Ooh. But here's the key. I did some research.
You did.
You're not going to believe who directed the movie Fatal Attraction.
Steven Spielberg.
Leonard Nimoy.
No way. Spock.
Spock. Wow. Directed Fatal Attraction. How about that? Red Blue Hoops, baby.
You get hard hitting, right, man. This guy is ridiculous.
Coming at number one, movie of the year, Three Men and a Baby. Starring Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and Ted Danson. Now, this is an amazing stat, folks. They were number one by a total of $11.1 million more than the number two movie.
Well, we figured it out, right? So you have Magnum P.I.,
you got
Mr. Cheers.
Yep. Ted Danson and then Police Academy.
Police Academy. Famous guys. That's right.
So real quick, going to the songs. Coming at number two, we had Alone by Heart. All right? Heart, the Wilson sisters. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then coming in at number one. Ah, we got the Walk Like the Egyptian going on here in the studio.
If everyone's watched Louisville, when that one guy dunks, this is what he does down there.
Mahmoud, 1987.
That's my mood.
Back when Steve Alford and the boys won the title. This is your number one song, Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals.
JBJ just canned a three in this guy's
face.
What's the score? IU is up eight right now,
all right,
folks.
Go Hoosiers, baby. All for them. Going back to the hotline, we have Lance.
Wow. All right.
Lance, welcome to Red Blue Hoops, final show of the season. What do you got?
Oh, man, I called in 3 weeks ago and predicted Kentucky was going on a big run.
Did I not just say that?
You did.
And not lose another SEC game. I think I'm correct tonight.
Yeah,
you are.
You are.
You currently are correct. Hope we get three more this weekend.
They're going to make some defensive tweaks, which they've done. They got Fox back healthy. I think tomorrow's going to be a tough game against Georgia. I mean, Georgia's pretty much full strength with Mateen back and Frazier in the backcourt. They're going to be tough, but I think Kentucky takes it tomorrow, and then I think we win the SEC tournament and go in as the number two seed, sizzling hot in the tournament, in the big tournament. So that's my prediction. I'm standing behind behind it 100%. What do y'all think?
Well, I tell you what, actually, before the show started, Chad brought up the fact that you had made that prediction and that you were still spot on. So you're on a roll.
Shout out to Lance. Absolutely.
And we've gotten a little bit better defensively. We're cleaning up the rebounding issues that we've had. If we can just figure out a way to score a few points in the first 10 minutes of the game, we've got a chance to make some damage.
Hey, Evan, are you going to the game tomorrow?
Yes, sir. We are leaving at 7 a.m., rolling into Nash Vegas at 9:15 a.m., and getting settled in and going to the game. Are you coming up?
Bringing up Matthew and Tiny for the game. So
awesome. That's fantastic news.
It's a family affair.
I'll give you a call on the road. So.
Okay, brother. That's awesome.
Looking forward to it. And, you know, I saw the Louisville-Duke game today. I don't know if y'all saw it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, Louisville had a 10-point lead there for a while, then Duke just went next gear. Your boy Kennard went nuts.
He's a nice player.
But the good thing about Duke Louisville is one of them has to lose. That's always fun.
That's right. Hey, Lance, how about Kansas going down in flames today?
Yeah, that just doesn't happen very often in that conference. But I think, doesn't Carolina play Duke tomorrow?
That's correct.
So another one of those teams is going down. But
that's true.
I think, you know, obviously if Duke loses tomorrow, it's not going to hurt them that much. But I'm excited about the tournament. Y'all did a great job this year. Red Blue Hoops is on a roll. And good luck to the Cats and good luck to the Hoosiers in their coaching search.
I love it.
No, we're keeping Kareem, Lance. We're hashtagging. We're keeping Kareem, baby.
I do hear, and I heard today from a good inside source that Kareem will probably end up at Missouri.
Me too. I've heard that same thing, Lance, big time. A lot of smoke there.
It's already a done deal. I hear that Kareem feels like Tubby. He might not get fired by the school, but he feels so unwanted he's ready to make a move.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Heard that
awesome.
Too.
Awesome. Lance, thank you for your support.
And,
appreciate
I'll listen to you guys, and I'll see y'all at Nashville.
All right. Be careful. Safe travels, man. That's awesome. Well, Indiana's on an absolute roll tonight. I've been talking about Indiana improving as a team. And let's just back that up with some statistical data like I always like to do.
You do. You're good.
So, folks, the RBH Index that we invented here on Red Blue Hoops, that is a compilation of four statistical ranking systems that we combine and take an average of. Traditionally, we use KenPom, BPI, RPI, and Sagarin.
Right.
We have now made the executive decision. We are no longer utilizing RPI. That's based on some research we've done. It's losing some favor amongst the analytical stars that look at all this stuff.
Absolutely.
So we are now utilizing KPI. Again, KPI has replaced RPI. Indiana currently, let's run down the four numbers. KenPom, 46. BPI, 32.
Strong.
KPI, 24.
Strong.
Sagarin, 31. For an RBH index of 33.25, that's up 20 spots from 2 weeks ago at 53. So that actually supports the notion that Indiana is truly a bubble team as of tonight.
Here's a stat, though, for that. I believe that no team with 15 losses has ever received an at-large bid.
Wow.
So for Indiana, they're at 14. They would break that trend unless they won the Big Ten tournament. But this year's bubble team has so many teams with 14 losses on it right now and 15. So it probably is going to happen this year. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. I think it will happen this year the way it's shaking out. Yeah.
Vanderbilt, 17-14, they're lock. I mean, come on.
Brand new coach that had a really rough season, start to their season. And now, well, they're playing a much better form of basketball. Their defense is stout. But Indiana, digging into the numbers a little bit deeper, their offense is currently ranked 29th on KenPom, defensively 111. Kentucky's currently ranked 13 offensively, 13 defensively, which I really like to see. I like both numbers being inside the 15.
Absolutely. That's impressive.
Kentucky's current RBH index is 8.5, which, guess what? They're a 2 seed, which is exactly what that bears out. So I'm starting to get a little bit of excitement about our RBH index picking up some steam. So
I think we need to get that out.
We're going back to the phone lines. We're going to Jim.
Up.
Jim, welcome to Red Blue Hoops. Go ahead.
Hey, Evan, it's Jim Johnson. How are you?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I just want to tell you, Leonard Nimoy directed the other movie, not Fatal Attraction.
Oh, he directed Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah, he directed Three Men and a Baby.
You know what? Let me look at my notes here. You are exactly right. See that arrow right there, Chad?
Do
you see it? Jim, you are correct. I wrote it on the wrong line. I read it incorrectly. That is correct. Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby, number one movie, 1987.
Which is still interesting.
And just for the record, my alma mater, Florida State, has beaten more top 25
He's on a moped.
Teams than any other team in the nation.
That is, you are correct about that as well. The Seminoles, they coached by a former Kentucky assistant, Leonard Hamilton.
Leonard Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah.
Kentucky resident. He was from Kentucky.
That's exactly right. So are you fired up for March Madness, Jim?
Yeah, this is the most fun I've had in college basketball since I can remember.
That's awesome.
That is
awesome. We love hearing that.
Thank you for your support of Red Blue Hoops, and thanks for correcting my mistake on Leonard Nimoy directing Three Men and a Baby. We appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Real quick, going back to the hotline, our final call of season three. This is Johnny. Johnny, welcome to Red Blue Hoops.
How about that, big cat?
I love it. It's awesome. Hey, John, I'm feeling a lot better now than the last time you saw me, brother.
Man, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, if we get lucky enough to make the Final Four, you got to make the game.
Well, I'll have to fly from Cancun, Mexico, to meet you in Phoenix, brother.
Yeah.
Hey,
I've done it before. We did it in 12. We won the title that year.
You did it in New Orleans.
That's right. I drove all night long from we flew from Cancun to Nashville. Drove all night long. My Walker and Allison were sleeping, drooling down their pillows. Got into New Orleans at sunrise.
Hey, that's awesome.
So, John.
Well, hey, quick prediction here.
All right.
Chad Crean is going to self-select out.
Yeah.
He's a lame duck coach.
I agree. Yep.
And then, Evan, just real quickly, I really like Willis in the starting lineup. I'd like to know what you think about that.
I like it. I like it a lot because Gabriel's struggling a little bit right now. Willis is bringing that senior leadership. He's rebounding a lot better, playing slightly better defense. I support the Willis decision in the starting lineup.
He spreads the floor better for us, too.
Yes, sir. Hey, John, we've got to run, but thank you for the call, brother.
Hey, guys, thank you for doing the show again, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
John Lamb, board member here at WNN. Folks, that wraps us up. That's our final show of season three. Thanks to everyone at WNN that helped us with the show. Sam, you did a fantastic job. Great job on the phones tonight. Walker Beck, high five on the intern here. Chad,
buddy, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Let's do it again next year.
Go Big Blue. Good luck to the Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from Nicholson, McNamara, Smith & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 812-473-7336. Red Blue Hoops is a production of WNIN Tri-State Public Media. The executive producer is Brad Kimmel. Steve Berger is the producer. The technical director is Samantha Horton. The opinions in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of WNIN staff or board of directors, or, for that matter, Purdue fans, Evansville fans, USI fans, Louisville fans, and certainly not Duke fans.